This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The 2026 Winter Olympics will be held in Milan and Cortina, Italy, the month of February 2026, and will include the event of curling, a sport in which two teams, each with four players, take turns sliding heavy, polished granite stones, also called rocks, across the ice curling sheet toward the house, a circular target marked on the ice. Each team has eight stones, with each player throwing two. The player throwing the stone creates a curved trajectory known as a curl by gently rotating the stone as they release it. The stone's path can also be influenced by two sweepers using brooms or brushes who move alongside the stone and sweep the ice in its path. Sweeping reduces friction, allowing the stone to travel further and in a straighter line with less curl. This year, the Philippines, a country where snow has never fallen in recorded history, might qualify a team for the Olympics in curling. The team is calling its journey Curl Runnings, a play on the name of the film Cool Runnings, about the Jamaican bobsled team. Jamaica, also a country in which snow has never fallen, when that country first qualified for bobsled in the 1988 Winter Olympics and returned 4 years later to the 1992 Winter Olympics. A mysterious black mold in Chernobyl might eat radiation and could make space exploration safer. The 1986 explosion at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine was devastating, but as is often the case, the tragedy has illuminated the resilience of nature. For one, the area is now among Europe's biggest nature reserves. Secondly, the incident seems to have produced a mysterious radiation-eating black mold that could aid in space exploration. While plants and wildlife have thrived in the disaster zone known as the Red Forest, parts of it are still inundated with radiation. Scientist Nelly Genova first identified the mold and its radiation-gobbling powers back in 1997. Today, her pioneering research shows that the mold could hold promise for making radioactive sites safe again and protecting astronauts in space. The key to the substance's power may lie in a pigment with which we are already familiar— melanin, which produces hair, eye, and skin color in humans. Just as melanin-rich skin helps protect cells against UV radiation, the ample melanin found in the black mold may act as a shield. But besides merely being immune to radiation, the mold actually feeds on radiation energy in a process dubbed radiosynthesis. A team of students and professors from MSU is preparing to compete in a prestigious healthcare design competition this winter. MSU was one of five universities invited to compete in the second annual American College of Healthcare Architects Student Design Competition. Teams will create new designs to overhaul and improve the architecture of existing healthcare facilities in their communities as they explore the academic discipline of healthcare design, which studies how design elements such as lighting and floor plan layout can impact patient experiences and outcomes. MSU nursing professor Elizabeth Johnson and architecture professor Jordan Zinego are leading researchers in this growing field as co-advisors for the MSU team. MSU will compete against Temple University, Prairie View A&M, University of Texas San Antonio, and Ball State University. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.